Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. Months after Keith Lamont Scott was fatally shot at a Charlotte apartment complex, the officer who shot him might face consequences. The police department initially cleared Officer Brentley Vinson of any wrongdoing, but now the city's Citizens Review Board says CMPD may have erred. An attorney for the Scott family, Charles Monette, says Scott's widow is pleased with the announcement and that together they look forward to presenting their full case at a follow-up hearing in August.
We've been seeking a decision or a declaration that the killing of Keith Scott was not justified and that departmental rules, regulations, and guidelines do not allow the use of deadly force in a situation such as the one that Keith was in.
Joining us now for more on this is WFAE's Nick Della Canal. To begin with, Nick, was last night's announcement a surprise given the review board's history?
Sure, I think it was. You know, the Citizens Review Board has never overturned a CMPD decision before, so to hear that this decision may have been made in error is unusual. Now, it's still not certain if the board will actually overturn this particular decision and find the Scott shooting unjustified. But what the board said last night was that there was at least substantial evidence of error in the department's finding, and that's enough to call for a follow-up hearing.
And we heard the family's attorney there saying that last September's shooting was not in accordance with CMPD's rules or regulations. Any sense which rules he's referring to?
Yes, I actually spoke with him prior to last night's hearing, and what he pointed me to was a clause in CMPD's use of force guidelines, which says officers should only use deadly force when the suspect is engaged in aggravated active aggression that can lead to the death or serious bodily injury to an officer. And the example that the guidelines give is the discharge of a firearm. Now, if you remember, CMPD maintains that Keith Scott was holding a gun when he got out of his car last September and kind of looked around at the officers surrounding him, but never did Scott fire his weapon before Officer Vinson shot him. Now, the guidelines also say that the examples given are just for clarification purposes and they're not meant to be all-inclusive, so this is definitely a gray area and one that the review board will be looking at very closely.
Well, what happens if the Citizens Review Board should find that Officer Vinson did, in fact, violate CMPD guidelines?
Well, the board would make a recommendation that CMPD Chief Kerr Putney reverse his earlier decision, and Officer Vinson, who is currently still on patrol with the department, he would face discipline. It's still not clear exactly what kind of discipline. Now, Vinson has already been cleared by the DA of criminal charges, and whatever the review board decides won't have any effect on that.
Nick, how has the police department been responding?
Well, at its weekly press briefing today, we did actually hear from someone who works for CMPD's internal investigation unit. This is Major Estella Patterson. She said that the department is standing by its original decision that this shooting was justified. And she essentially told everyone to just wait and see, you know, basically saying that things could change after the next hearing. Here she is.
We have had cases before where initially, just like this, they have not agreed with the chief. But once you have the full hearing and they have all the information presented before them, they have an opportunity to hear from witnesses, then they determine at that point that the chief did not err.
So in summary, the police department wants us to refrain from passing judgment until that next hearing, which has been scheduled for August 8th. And that hearing will be closed to the public by law because it's classified as a personnel matter.
WFAE's Nick Della Canal, thank you.
You bet.